Okay, you ought to be tracking this mover here that's running, and that is east, that's west. It ought to be going that way, but it's so slow.
What do you think is the significance of Scalia being murdered?
Well, there was an email supposedly between Hillary and Chelsea along about that time that said they'd never be able to get rid of our gun rights with Scalia on the court, and pretty soon he wasn't. But he looked out for our rights. He was what they call an originalist. The Constitution to him meant exactly what it said when it was written, and words may change a little bit. For instance, gay doesn't mean what it meant back then, but the meaning should still be there, no matter how anybody might want to stretch the words or twist the words. So he was really good with that, and Justice Thomas too, very, very good with that.
They were very good friends from what I hear.
Yeah, and Thomas is still there, and we have to keep our fingers crossed that somebody doesn't get rid of him.
Do you think that this is part of a coup de grace? Tying in with the JFK assassination and the same people, or?
Well, it's been going on for a long time. We've been in a smoldering sort of war. In World War II, it was said that there was a fifth column, spies and saboteurs, here inside the country. And I would say that there were, and they're still here. And they are...
National Socialist, if you will?
Well, them, communists, it seems like socialism. I think maybe that's just the cheese in the trap, that it's not really about communism or Nazism or socialism. It really goes further than that. It's going back to the time when we had emperors and kings and queens and serfs. Us will be the serfs. Like Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum, he says, you will own nothing and like it.
Yeah.
So that's the way it was.
Like a neo-feudalism.
Yes, that's exactly right. Back into feudalism again. And there are people who think that from everyone according to his ability to everyone according to his needs sounds mighty good to them, but that ain't what they're going to get.
So you protest on the street corners of Camden on a regular basis, and using different signs and different messages. And this month in February, you declared it kind of Who Killed Scalia month, because he was he died in February.
Excellent.
It was 7 years ago now.
Yeah, that's right.
But what's the reaction of people when you're doing all these protests?
Well, when I started it, I put on a black robe and I stood on the corner downtown, and my big sign said, Who Killed Justice Scalia? And I got a lot of good response out of that. There are a lot of people who said, you know, I kind of thought so too when I heard about it. Once in a while, I come across somebody who was glad he was gone. One person pulled over, rolled his window down and said they should have killed his patootie years ago. But the liberals didn't like him because he was all in favor of us and our Constitution. And liberal can mean a lot. The early meaning of liberal was liberty, but now it kind of means they stretch things so much. They stretch it liberally. They stretch the Constitution liberally to the point that it's not the Constitution anymore. They would reinterpret it and throw it all out if they could.
Yeah, they've changed meanings of words to their suiting. And using the words that were liberty, liberal, to mean a totally opposite thing. And it confuses the people that like now Democrats are liberals because they like the socialist programs and the gay LGBTQ and all that. So is it a deconstruction of language for the benefit of the neo-fascists?
Well, it's that, of course, but it's everything else too. They're attacking the education system associated with that, but the monetary system, the military, COVID and all that vaccine, it's psyops and it's a biological warfare. They're attacking us from every direction they can think of.
Yeah.
And no doubt they run some very complicated computer programs, a plan A and a plan B. If that doesn't work, they go to C.
Yeah, I think they've been studying us for a very long time, using the taxpayer funds to study, give grants and all to universities and the RAND Corporation and all these corporations to study human psychology. Edward Bernays, Skinner, Pavlov, has all been about breaking down break down the human mind in order to control it and make a better citizen, is what they call it. But I think it's more than that. It's a slave that doesn't know that he is.
Well, I guess that's the worst kind of slave. It's happy at being a slave. He thinks he's free to some extent. If Scalia had stayed on the court, there's a lot of things that, some very important things that might have turned out different. For instance, Trump would be president. Yeah, they would have examined everything that came before the court. They chunked it this time, but I don't think they would have if Scalia had been on the court. He had wit and intelligence, and he could sway the other justices on the court, make them listen.
So that's something that we need to remember, is what Scalia stood for, what he represented, and that it was a threat to the system and he had to get eliminated.
Right. And who next?
Who next?
About Scalia, Supreme Court Justice that died under unusual circumstances back in 2016. I wrote a poem about it, Who Kills Justice Scalia? The judge who loved the Bill of Rights served us all from lofty heights in the highest court of law. He died in bed at peace, they said, but something's not quite right and the story has a flaw. On his hunting trip, they let it slip with a clue that's out of place. They found him dead, at peace in bed, with a pillow on his face. A pillow on his face? Yes, a pillow on his face. The assassin left a sign to celebrate his crime. Antonin Scalia with a pillow on his face. It seems so awfully strange to me they never did an autopsy. It's another thing that's out of place and they just let it be. Then every judge who could expound on the cause of death was out of town. They all seemed kind of scared to check up on our fella, till someone found another judge whose name was Cinderella. Excuse me if I bella, Cinderella, Cinderella. Our good judge was judged okay, and there's no good reason to think foul play, Cinderella, so you say. And yet, there was another trick. They embalmed him mighty quick. So the killer's on the loose, and asking questions ain't much use, and it makes me kind of sick. There's no more right and wrong, no more black and white. There's a poison in the people and reason to be cautious in the middle of the night. But we still have the power of the magic and the music of poetic rhyme and verse to conjure up awareness to counter any curse. For Antonin Scalia, then, my words are fife and drum, an anthem for a mighty man in the country where I'm from. I'll play this drum and fife till my life is in the noose. No time to be too quiet now, there's a killer on the loose. So here's to you, old Justice A. Scalia. In years to come beyond the sky, I hope I'll get to see you. I know I'll know that portly saint up in heaven's space by the oath he swears and the robe he wears and the pillow on his face.
Thank you, Tom Whip.
Thank you.